Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day, guys. We're already, that's 1 week of August fucking gone. I mean, the time is going by at an incredible rate. It is the 8th day of August, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute when it come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 84 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 89 degrees today. Drier than a son of a bitch, man. A hot thought would catch it all on fire. And that's what we dread, the smoke. I mean, because once it starts, once it's surrounded you, You're breathing fucking smoke until the snow, if you get snow. Maybe I ain't getting no snow to put the son of a bitch out. They sure as hell ain't going to put it out at an acre. There ain't no goddamn money in it for years, or you sons of bitches or the Forest Service. You're going out there and starting fucking goddamn control burns in extreme fire danger conditions where I could be written a fucking fine for just standing outside of a car with a fucking cigarette and that's fucking right. And somebody shouldn't have to tell me that. All I have to do is look around me and know that goddamn the tiniest little ember would fucking burn the whole goddamn joint down. I wouldn't get out of a car with a goddamn cigarette. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here. Inflation Reduction Act would make IRS among the largest government agencies. It's not a government agency. The fiduciaries never had the fucking authority to fucking tax the fucking nationals. They fucking know it. They know this is where the hell is going to break fucking loose because they have no authority over us. The IR fucking yes, shove it up your IR ass. They cannot put you through procedural due process as an individual free sovereign, and they cannot charge you as an individual, They can't take shit from you. That's what the whole idea of the Bill of Rights was, so that these motherfucking aristocrats couldn't just fucking take everything you fucking own just because, well, I got a lot of money and a lot of friends and a lot of play. We built our own fucking court for the queen. I got a mark from the queen that says I can steal everything you got. Well, come give it a fucking go, buddy. Spend that mark. Anyway, we'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to
thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act would make IRS among the largest government agencies on. And this is from Hot Air. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. But every fucking week we come here and we fucking, what are we really doing? We're pointing out, we already have enough to hang them 1,000 times over. But we're pointing out, yeah, they just stuck another knife in the left side of my fucking body. Yep, me too. Yeah, they got me in the leg, in the knee. What the fuck were we doing? Just describing our fucking destruction as it happens? There was a article up. There was it was actually a video. And this little girl, she was reciting about Klaus Schwab and his globalist goons. And, I watched the little piece, and the little girl was very coherent. She could read very well, but she was coached. She was just like, she's no different than what these fucking communists do. She's up there. She was coached each word. She studied it. She practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. But that little girl does not have the fucking life experience. You understand me? She could no way understand the concepts that she was fucking putting forth and put them into. What she was doing was mimicking. That was not conscious thought. That was not off the fucking cuff. That little girl didn't have a goddamn clue what she was talking about. No more than the little girls that preached the fucking communism. And I got one comment from a guy. And I didn't put it up because I didn't want to see him get, fucking getting the hassle and getting that shit going on the thing. But he's fucking right. This is what he said. Okay, ? What's next? You're going to gear up to fight, to go fight, your wars too? You're going to gear her up to go fight your wars too. What exactly is the plan here? Let a child lead you through this war? Stupid cowards. How dare you use your children to make threats against the most evil cabal that to ever exist? And it's right. I mean, you look at this, you look at the people around her, man, that took some fucking work. I mean, there was some goddamn fucking effort put into that. But to think that that little girl understood what was coming out of her fucking mouth is bullshit. She did not have the life experience. She did not have the span of fucking knowledge that you get from the life of experience to understand what she was even fucking saying. And this is the fucking coward's way out. What the fuck are we doing, people? You're going to start, we can get some kids to say some stuff. Well, fuck you, you idiots. Fucking idiots. There's only one way this ends. We've all agreed. We have to get on that fucking one fucking page known as the Bill of Rights, the unalienable, ratified by the people law of December 15, 1791. I've said that 10,000 times. And we have to enforce that fucking law. Some of us are going to die. Some of us are going to have to kill people. Nothing that nobody fucking wanted, but absolutely it has to happen or else our children end up goddamn being international slaves to a fucking Chinaman. They'll be kowtowing at a Chinaman's fucking feet. You got it? You got to fight. You'll spend the time that you spent fucking getting programming that little girl to say those fucking words that she did not understand could have been spent fucking doing some fucking training, doing some fucking sighting some guns in, building some bullets, doing something that we have to do something here, people. I can't just keep coming up here day after day and pointing out the fucking trees and, hey, we got enough fucking on them, okay? We've got them nailed, guys. We have their names on their own fucking documents. They're all fucking dead. They're all fucking bought themselves a rope. We can convict every fucking one of them. We can kill them for fucking declaring war on us. For 30 fucking years, it was always, yeah, we got it. That's all we did. All you fucking, I tuned in for. Oh, yeah, oh boy, look what they did. Oh, geez, that's right out in the open. God damn, nobody's going to stand for that. Oh, and it passes by. It entrenches. And then, oh God, oh my God, 30, now 40, 40 fucking years we've been doing this shit. And doing nothing fucking about it. The goddamn heaviest armed fucking population on the planet. And we have the Bill of Rights, we have the fucking law behind us. All we have to do is enforce our own fucking law. We ain't even giving it a guy, ain't somebody even come up and said, well, we could give it a shot. I mean, to see how it turns out, I mean, at least try it. Hell no, because it's fucking dangerous, isn't it? It was dangerous for those fucking men all those years ago who fucking won it for us. They died. They died miserable deaths, man. You ought to have been in a fucking army fucking hospital, a field hospital in them fucking days. During a fucking war like fucking Antietam or fucking Chancellorsville or fucking goddamn, I'm talking World War II, Civil War shit. Like the hog pens and like, goddamn Bunker Hill. Okay? We ought to be, you should have been there. I mean, watch them fucking sawing people's legs off. I mean, the fucking pure fucking gore of it all. It's a horrible thing. That's why people don't want war. But you either fucking, you're going to fucking fight a war or you're going to die on your fucking knees. You're going to die anyway. They want you dead. You have the only legitimate claim to this fucking land. It's called that Bill of Fucking Rights. It is the written, ratified, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And by God, every goddamn one of us is obligated to enforce it. But no, we'll fucking, this is what comes at, this is what I bring to you today. This little fucking girl. I mean, go look at it. It's called 11-year-old girl calls out Klaus Schwab and his globalist goons. Little girl, she did it. Oh man, you look at the ones up there where they've coached her and fuck, she doesn't. I mean, it would be all right for, somebody wrote, because somebody wrote it for her. But to pretend that this little girl has the life experience to understand what she is fucking talking about is bullshit. You're having a goddamn parrot up there, period. And it is fucking wrong. What are you going to do? You going to give her a gun and tell her to pull the fucking trigger? You put the fucking kids and the women in the back, the fucking men step forward and mow these fuckers down and have done with it. But the guy, hey, stupid cowards, how dare you use your children to make threats against the most evil cabal? I didn't put your comment up, and no offense, because you're fucking absolutely correct. I can't argue with you. I'm up here every fucking day doing the same fucking shit, and it makes me want to puke. But at least I can say I have fought. And I have fucking served time as a political prisoner. I've had my bones broken. I've fucking taken these cocksuckers on. At least I can say that. But it's up to each and every fucking one of us. You're sitting there waiting on your neighbor to fucking do it, and he's waiting on the fucking neighbor to do it, and he's waiting on the other fucking neighbor to do it, and somebody just fucking will do it. Nobody will do it. Why? Because it's fucking dangerous. It's called fucking war. You can die in war. Or you can be in fucking freed in fucking war. That's what we were. That's what happened. Our true forefathers, not them goddamn aristocratic motherfuckers like George Washington, John Adams, Madison, all them cocksuckers. Not them. Our fucking ancestors. They fucking walked through the fucking snow with rags tied around their bloody fucking feet to stick a pike in a fucking German mercenary. They had fucking balls. But when they stepped up, when they did it, man. Do you think that they were just sitting there going, yeah, my life ain't, you think they fucking thought as much of life as you do? You think more of it because you get video games or, what the fuck is the deal here? You think your life's more important and it's worth more than those who gave their lives to give you these goddamn rights that you will not stand and defend? A lot harder to put that fucking law on the goddamn books, wasn't it? A lot harder to get that unalienable law fucking ratified and made the supreme superior absolute law of this fucking land. A lot harder. They died. They died! And they did it with fucking goddamn grace, and they did it with fucking dignity. Why? Because they would not be fucking slaves. Will you be slaves? I have to ask you now. I have to ask you, when I see what I'm fucking seeing, and I'm like, the first thing comes up, goddamn, they're talking about Inflation Reduction Action Act, would make the IRS among the largest government. They're non-government. They have no fucking jurisdiction over any fucking autonomous fucking American national. They fucking know it, and they know we fucking know it. But that's the fucking propaganda that the goddamn old pricks are going to put out there. That's piss us off, you see. Piss us off. Well, we'll teach you. We'll teach a fucking a little 11-year-old girl. We will teach her how to read a speech that she cannot understand. She is no way. She does not understand it. She does not have the life experience. She does not have the fucking credentials. I mean, she hasn't lived it. She doesn't know. She cannot have all the concepts. She ain't lived long enough. You play this game with fucking kids? Really? Anyway, let's see if we'll go back to the goddamn inflation. Now, this, the IRS here. Now, something here. This is something real. You see, but I'm just fucking going to read this, and you know what? You're going to fucking do. God, that hurts going up my ass. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts so bad. Oh, yeah, look what they're doing to my kids. Oh, God, it hurts. But you won't fucking do anything about it. That makes you fucking worthless. You might as well fucking just give me your fucking guns and bow at that Chinaman's foot and learn how to kowtow properly. Maybe you could kiss his ass good enough to get a bigger fucking fish head and a little bit more fucking rice ball. Anyway, Inflation Reduction Act would make IRS among largest government. And fuck you. You're not a government agency. You're not a government agency. You have no fucking authority over the individual free sovereign nationals of this country. We are autonomous. You can't take our fucking money because you can't offer fucking goddamn due process of the law because you cannot come at us as individuals in your individual capacity because you're not individuals. You are an unlawful fucking goddamn corporation. Unlawful corporation. You do not have authority over we the fucking people. You fucking Kmart motherfuckers. Tucked away in the hilariously named Inflation Reduction Act that Joe Manchin was being has been working on with Chuck Schumer is one significant bit of spending that has been mostly flying under the radar. The measure would fund a massive expansion of the Internal Revenue Service to the tune of $80 billion. And $80 billion more that you got to collect to be the collector. But the unlawful collector. Fuck the IRS. The people never fucking okayed the IRS. The people never gave consent to no fucking IRS. The people never gave no consent to their shit being taken but one fucking way. And that is through the Bill of Fucking Rights, and that's through the procedural due process therein. By an individual. Now, you fucking goddamn government fiduciaries, according to your fucking goddamn Federalist Papers, which are it was all a fucking lie. All the fucking anti-Federalists knew it was a fucking lie when you told it. But, I mean, that's the lie that was crammed down your throat. It was a lie that was crammed down my throat, my dad's throat, your grandpa's throat. That's the lie they cram down our fucking throat. But these motherfuckers here fucking had some kind of goddamn decency to them. And that the idea was to fucking freedom and liberty instead of a goddamn corporate fiefdom. Where you're the corporate fiefdom that you've been in and I could pound your fucking ass into the pavement, but I have to kowtow to you. Because you have fucking goddamn 20 fucking assholes around you that you pay to be your fucking balls. You're all ballless. And you fuckers that work for these ballless son of a bitches, what the fuck are you? Think about it. And it's going to come to your fucking kids too. Quicker than probably mine. Because you are already a fucking traitor. You have identified yourself as a traitor. You have stood against the fucking fucking alienable law of December 15, 1779. You've done it blatantly. How many of you have been told on the side of the fucking road that you are violating the Bill of Rights? Well, I don't know what that law is. Well, you better know what that law is, motherfucker, because it's the supreme law of this land, and we can fucking kill you for not fucking obeying it. Not to mention, you can't even be there. Your very existence is a violation. It's a fraud. It's a violation of the highest law of this land. The fucking corporate elite, they don't get to get their own fucking goddamn standing army of fucking Blackwater USA fucking private goddamn security. We didn't consent to that. We didn't consent to none of that shit in your fucking goddamn constitution, assholes. The only thing we consented to was that Bill of Rights and our own autonomy and the fact that you better leave us the fuck alone or we'll blow your ass away and have the fucking right to do it. We were, right now, we could be conducting fucking trials daily. I mean, well, fuck, this never would have happened, people, but the first thing, what was the first thing these son of a bitches went after? They went after your common law courts. Once the common law courts are removed, you have one fucking goddamn redress left. And that's the second article. You are to take those guns and kill those motherfuckers until you have reestablished your authority over this goddamn country. And then you're to put safeguards in place to make sure this shit don't never happen again. And again, I want to tell you, I don't care who the fuck who you think you are that's been preaching this shit for all these fucking years. There is no goddamn constitution. There never was a fucking constitution. It's all been a fraud. There was never the consent of the people to be ruled under the Constitution. Who ran against George Washington for president, motherfuckers? I don't think that was a goddamn fucking, election we had there, was it? An appointee, or John Adams says, let's name a fucking king. And then they start talking about a Prussian prince coming over to fucking rule us. Do I look, sound like I need somebody to fucking rule me, dickweed? You arrogant motherfuckers. You need somebody. What they want is somebody that they can pay to protect what they have fucking stolen from the rest of us. And it ain't going to work. You've taken way too fucking much. You let the people get hungry. You want to let that jungle bust open. You let that motherfucker bust open and you watch how fast this guy, the walls will come tumbling down, you son of a bitches. Oh, lordy, lordy. But I mean, here, Chuck Schumer, these three or four motherfuckers get together and go, yeah, we're going to take this illegal fucking agency that's operating illegally, that is completely fucking unlawful and fraudulent, and we're going to make it bigger and we're giving it a bigger army than the army because we're going to fucking need it. Because we're fucking giving, what have we give our $1.2 billion to fucking Ukraine this week yet? Or probably tomorrow. Okay, where are we at? Revenue to the tune of $80 billion. And we're not using the word massive in a hyperbolic fashion here. This money would go forward, go toward hiring an additional 87,000 employees. That's an army. There's your little Pope's little brown fucking army, guys. That's what they've been training on the goddamn Indian reservations. There's your fucking motherfuckers that are going to come, your cannon fodder. If you have any fucking brains, have any balls, you will step right over them. You will hip-hop them. You will go over them. And you will get to the son of a bitches that sent them. And you will take the head off that fucking snake, and that snake will fucking... Then that snake will be slithering. Then open up on them motherfuckers and you watch them beat feet fucking south, north, east, west, any which way to get out of this fucking country that is not theirs. 87,000 employees for the detested. Listen, they know you, the fucking people have said no to this shit. It's detested agency. The people detest it. You know the people, the sovereign nationals that fucking own and fucking, remember that government was supposed to be your fucking servants. The aristocrats that were still, oh, I'm going to be one of your servants. I'm going to be your mayor. Just like I said, while George over there, I think he ought to be president. You know, this is what they did. They were criminals. They were criminals of the highest fucking sort. John Hancock. I mean, they fucking, you always hear that, oh, John Hancock, what, that motherfucker had a goddamn, he was at a criminal enterprise going with the governor of Massachusetts, smuggling, where other son of a bitches that were trying to make a living fucking importing fucking things like wine that they, excess tax on it and stuff, but he didn't pay it. He was in bed with the goddamn, governor in fucking Massachusetts. They were good buddies. They were brothers in crime. And that dirty son of a bitch came out of the fucking so-called Revolutionary War with a goddamn retirement package. What a worthless piece of fucking shit. And he comes out with a retirement package. You kept on paying him. He should have been hung. We're not using the word massive in a hyperbolic fashion here. The money would be go toward 87,000 employees to the detested agency, more than double the size of the workforce, doubling the size of the IRS. Think about that. Hey, people, I don't care what they're coming after yours. You better be ready to fucking kill them. They have no jurisdiction. This is a goddamn corporation that was created in violation of the ninth article of the Supreme Spirit, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Yeah, got the goddamn right to do it. Do you have the balls? Or maybe you can get a little girl up there to fucking to sing a little jingle or something about how wrong it is and how illegal it is and how oppressed you are and how you felt just before the bullet went through your fucking head. As the Free Beacon points out this week, that would make the IRS larger in terms of manpower than the fucking Pentagon. The State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol come fucking bind, people. So we got 87 motherfuckers. Fuck, what do we got? I think we could throw a couple million together to pull these motherfuckers out of their socks, don't you? They're breaking our fucking law. They're coming for our goddamn money without due process of the law. They are telling you to shove your fucking Bill of Rights up your ass. But I can't give you fucking courage. That's something a man has to give himself. I'll do my fucking part. I've done my fucking part. Done more than most motherfuckers in this goddamn country. And I'll do my final part. Will you? Will you get a little girl to fucking come up there and, oh, this ain't fair for my mommy and daddy and my uncle and my, fuck you. So this expansion would turn the IRS into an even larger beast than it already is. And we know that it's also one of the most heavily armed agencies in the federal government. Heavily armed. The fucking IRS. Heavily armed. The goddamn government, when they were reading that fucking Federalist Papers to us people, they would never be armed. They weren't going to have armor. What do you think? You don't need a Bill of Rights. There's nothing in here that can, how could we ever touch you? We can't even be fucking armed. And then all of a sudden, the 30s rolled around. They did the Volstead Act, created a fucking underground for goddamn whiskey. I mean, like one of the wildest drugs there fucking is. And then they fucking, well, of course it was going to come to fucking gangs versus gangs because there was money to fight over. And then all of a sudden, we got to give guns to the FBI. No! The people will go out and take care of these fucking gangsters, and that's what the people were doing. They had begun coming out of their fucking stores, out of their homes, with fucking their goddamn rifles and shooting the fuck out of the gangsters before they could get out of town. But even the gangsters of the day. I mean, John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, all these were just people who said, fuck, I ain't gonna live in the like a goddamn dirt eater. I'm not a dirt eater beneath you. I'll fill you full of fucking lead and take all your fucking cash. They live fucking wild, short lives, but by God, they lived. And they didn't take it in the fucking ass. And thank the son of a bitches that did it to them. See, that's one of the things they're really concerned about right now. Is that people are not reacting like they used to in the past. That's because we are fucking sick your ass and we've had the internet. That internet really, I mean, you've turned it over to the Chinese and I know you got fucking, what the hell was his name? Winston Wang up there fucking ripping, taking stuff down from the internet. Fuck. And they've got fucking, I guarantee you people, big, huge buildings. With fucking full of fucking computers and nothing but these little pricks, little Winston fucking Yangs taking goddamn information off of the fucking computer. This shit's already been documented. This has become, hell, it's become a fucking culture. It's become a culture. That's why you see shit like this little girl, you know, coming up there. She spoke well, beautiful little girl. Fucking, and everything she said was fucking true, but she didn't understand what she's saying. She couldn't have. She didn't have the life experience. She's just too young. And so what you're doing, you're playing a propaganda piece and using the fucking kid when you fucking should be standing up there with a fucking gun and shooting it. Let the women go there and teach the little kiddies to say these fucking things. Oh, sickening. I agree with the fella, man. I'm sorry I took your thing down, but, you know, that's what it would have been a little, it would have just been a back and forth and thing. Better just to come up and just say it myself. I agree with the man. What a cunt fucking way to go about things. And if we don't fucking figure out a way to stop being cunts and start being fucking goddamn men, we're in a lot of fucking trouble. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy. And don't expect any kind of fucking mercy. I mean, the way we are sitting here just watching, I mean, just diabolical shit added to the goddamn list every day. Wow, there, now we can hang, we got 10,000 things we can fucking hang them for. Prima facie with their own fucking signatures on them. But all this, all we do, this is all we fucking do. We come on here and we fucking point out the next fucking act of treachery that's going to be tried to enact it upon us. Well, when they come with the goddamn IRS, I guess, are you going to shoot? Are you going to take it in the fucking ass? Are you? Maybe you could get a little girl to fucking come up and you could teach her how to fucking, you could give her a script to go through and learn that script. And boy, that would fucking teach him a lesson, huh? Hear that? Are you going to have to stand up like goddamn men and fucking fight? Yeah, that's a choice you got. We're just reiterating the fucking obvious is fucking, I mean, this is not how you win a fucking war. As the Free Beacon points out this week, that would make the IRS in terms of manpower, larger in terms of manpower than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, the Border Patrol combined. And what do they plan to do with many people? Do you really need us to tell you? You fucking getting this fucking people? And you know, this is still just another threat because people are, many of the people are hair triggered and they're ready to fucking do this thing. They just fucking know that they're going to be fucking people in the goddamn way that you won't lead, you won't follow, and you won't get the fuck out of the way. And it's going to look fucking bad when fucking kids are getting shot and everybody's getting shot because you won't get out of the fucking way because you'll eat shit on a fucking goddamn plastic plate to keep your little fucking comfort zone in your fucking feathered bed, won't you? Lead, follow, or get the fuck out of the way. Not to mention all the guns and ammo. I don't care, 87,000 ain't fucking shit. That's what I keep, you know, they're telling you about. They invaded with 150,000, 180,000. Fuck, that ain't even 1 fucking million. I mean, it ain't even close. 1 million fucking smears that out. You don't think we could throw together a couple of million to go fucking deal with these son of a bitches? I think we could. I truly think that we could walk right in there and kick their fucking ass and take their fucking names and that'd be the end of it. And then they would start walking them back the other way. Get rid of that fucking unlawful corporation. Get rid of that unlawful fucking martial law. Enforce the autonomy of the fucking Bill of Rights. Period. No more common law in this, no more fucking administrative admiralty fucking jurisdiction on this land. Everybody practicing it hangs. Because you knew better in the first place. You knew you couldn't do it. You knew you were breaking the law when you fucking done it. And you know you've caused fucking death, fucking goddamn pedophilia, you name it, the shit you have fucking caused with your fucking treachery. You get to hang for that. If somebody will fucking get up and hang your ass, I guess is what, you know, the fellow was kind of saying there on the goddamn comment. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, I can't argue with the son of a gun. He's fucking right. You can sit here and talk this whole goddamn thing to death. You can talk right. I could be sitting here at the microphone, sitting on the edge of the fucking ditch, waiting on the bullet in the back of the head. What fucking difference does it make if you don't do something? So this expansion would turn the IRS into even larger than to an even larger beast than it already is. No shit. And we know that's, you know, and this went in fighting these fuckers. How easy would they be to fight? I mean, if you really fucking sit down and just thought about it instead of thinking about fucking how you're going to hide and how you're going to cower and how you can kiss the right ass and fucking maybe you can make it through. What if you just sit down and say, how easy would these fuckers be to deal with? Think about it. Just fucking think about it. If you fucking have half a brain, you would see that would be very fucking easy to deal with. That would become a fucking job no fucking buddy wanted real quick. Okay. It's true that we have quite a few wealthy people in this in this country, but we don't have so many that you need more than 150,000 agents to keep an eye on them. No. We've all seen the days of the old, the days of yore with the fucking king sitting in his fucking own pile of shit, drinking his wine goblet made of gold with the finest wine of the fucking land with the cardinal's hand on his shoulder as they fucking work the people like goddamn animals, the goyim that serve the fucking, the ones ordaining by gods. You see that son of a bitch sitting in his own shit? He dropped out of the right nasty old fucking twat. So God ordained him to sit in his shit and to fucking treat you like a fucking animal and to fucking take everything, take the sweat of your fucking labor, to take your fucking life's time, people. You think so? Is that your God? An eye on them. No, according to one recent study cited in the linked report, this move is being sought to generate more revenue for the federal government. Where's it going to come from? You know the fucking filthy, you know that 1%, they don't pay none. They're getting 99% of the wealth and they're paying none. So out of that 1%, the 99% of the rest of us gets, it's got to come out of there somewhere. Have you any lint left in your fucking pockets? And the vast
majority come from the working man's pocket. Yeah. That's where it's going to come from.
You goddamn right. That's where it's going to come from. And the son of a bitch he's working for that fucking has the license that fucking is the government agent, the one that's going to collect it for him. And the vast majority of the new revenue will come from families earning less than $200,000 per year. In other words, the middle to upper middle class. $200,000 a year is, I mean, Jesus Christ. I can't even imagine that much money. I don't know where they're getting it. You know, they had the thing a while back and they went in the schools and they talked to the upper class, you know, the Mason's children, the fucking dirty church's children. And they thought that fucking everybody was making, you know, a nominal fucking, pretty well set, fucking, salary of $800,000 a year. How many people are making $800,000 fucking dollars a year, people? But they didn't even, but see, they felt guilty. I mean, this is where they get white guilt and all this shit. As you tell you, you know, you're making $800,000 a year. That person over there, there's people, two people there working two fucking jobs and they're making fucking 20,000, which isn't even, it doesn't even bring them up to the poverty level. And they're doing real fucking work. They're not just fucking doing, you know, signing contracts and making phone calls and making dirty behind the doors deals. They're fucking working. They're making the goddamn wheels turn. They're the reason you can fucking eat, you rich little cocksuckers. But it was quite a deal. You know, I mean, these kids were, they were honest about it. They thought that everybody was fucking making $800,000 a year. That's why they couldn't understand why everybody was fucking complaining. Oh, it ain't so bad. I mean, look at me. I got my new Porsche. Good for you. But it's becoming known that there's just a handful of you motherfuckers taking it all. And it's come down to the point where you've taken enough. You can't say, oh, they get their welfare. They ain't no fucking food. Take the fucking food and see what happens. Take the fucking food and see what the people fucking do. See what they do when they're hungry. Watch them eat your $800,000 a year ass. Eat you alive. Cut you up, gut your ass, skin you, put you on a spit and fucking barbecue you and eat your fucking ass. You think they won't do it? Are you that fucking naive? Or do you think you can run from it? Because wherever you run, we're going to overrun it with it. It'll be a tough fucking, it'll be some goddamn work for goddamn sure, but you can run. But once you run, we have the land, and the land will produce for us. And the fucking gooks come over here, want to come fucking around with our land. Well, let's kill them. Every time they fucking take a step, they'll walk into another avenue of a fucking 500 to 1,000 yard shot. Boom! There's another dead gook. We're not going to allow this shit. At least I hope we ain't. Again, I have to keep coming back to that guy. I thought a lot about what the man said, and he's right. Are you going to step up like goddamn men? Are you going to send your children? Maybe send the get the kids to come out there and start. It's bad for the kids. He's because it's a child, because of whatever his name is, Schwab. He's fucking, I mean, this whole fucking concept of the fucking, you know, getting us into this new world fucking order fucking, with that they're building, you know, one legislative fucking lie at a time without the consent of the people or without the fucking, most of it, without the knowledge of the people. But no, you're not going to fucking rule us, you cocksuckers, with your fucking money or without. We'll take those, we can't take the digits out of the computer and individually shove them up your ass, but we can shove the whole computer up your ass. We will take back all our gold. Once we got back all our gold and all of our silver, and we've got all the criminals who fucking stole it, and we've got them dangling from a goddamn rope, then we will fucking, we will close our fucking borders to all international motherfuckers, period. Until our people become one people again, we will run every son of a bitch out of here that came here as an act of fraud. Unless they were people who have been here two or three or four generations and have fucking fought for that fucking Bill of Rights and understand what it is and are willing to die for it, they get to stay. But you son of a bitch that can trace your fucking lineage clear back to the fucking beginning, you that have committed deliberate treason, understanding what you're fucking doing, violating the law of we the people, and knowing what you're doing, your fucking asses are going. You're going to the goddamn gallows is where you're going. Because what you have done is seditious and it's treason. That's the English language. That's the definition of your fucking actions. That's the fucking what your signatures fucking say. So be ready for it. It's true that we have quite a few wealthy people in this country, huh? Yeah, we sure do. And the vast majority of the new revenue will come from families earning less than $200,000 per year. In other words, the middle to upper class, middle class. God, that's middle to upper, 200,000 people. And see, they want us to go like, you know, when they send us $240. They sent us $1,200. Oh, the upper to middle class is $200,000 fucking dollars a year. I mean, do you see how they think that we're just like little, like the Indians, you know, when they would get this is very big. It's just, oh, yes, a little glass bead that fucking took nothing to fucking make and telling them it's big medicine and fucking, you know, all this fucking shit and selling them and they trade for a handful of beads. They trade fucking 10 square fucking miles. I mean, just they think that the fucking mentality of the people, even the fucking the savages, the Indians, after about the third fucking treaty, they figured it out. And they said, fuck you, we're going to war. And they, at least they fought. They took a stand. All across this country, they took, if they had any idea of what they was up against before the white man came here in 1491, I mean, I want to hear about that 1492 shit. They were sending shit over here by German traders and what might have you. Way earlier than that. They killed off the population of the United States of America. There were more Indians than there were fucking Europeans. You do know that, right? But they sent them like little boxes. I mean, this is the people you're talking about. This is the animals you are talking about. They sent it to off the chieftains and the head people for each fucking tribe. They sent him a box and it has a piece of silver. Oh, that's pretty silver. Glass beads. Oh my goodness. What a wonderful, what a miracle. It must have been made by the Great Spirit. And then, this cloth. What a cloth. Oh, and I mean, when people think that they fucking sent him blankets with goddamn, smallpox on them, bullshit. They did. Little chunks of it. About probably 2 inches by 2 inches, square chunks of it. Is it because it was something really fucking rare? And then all it takes is infect one person. They wiped out complete, total peoples. Those people don't exist no more. Their goddamn line doesn't exist anymore. They were a unique fucking people. It'd be like killing all the fucking Chinese or killing all the fucking goddamn Russians or killing, you know, Americans. We're a hodgepodge, but we're still a culture. It's like wiping our fucking culture out. But, I mean, as far as killing, I mean, there were some tribes that were, you know, three or four fucking families is all the whole tribe consisted of. They fucking murdered them, killed every fucking one of them. You think that these son of a bitches have changed? You people in these tribes that are doing business with these motherfuckers, these are the fuckers that got you. We're the fuckers that saved you. They wanted to extinct you from your lands. We stopped them because it was wrong. And it was getting to the point to where everybody was living together and we were at peace. That's what they couldn't stand. And it was coming up on their 100 fucking years since they made the Federal Reserve. And so they had to have a reset. We're going to have a reset. We're going to reset your fucking ass. Maybe. I can't only speak for my fucking self. Talking to the gentleman who put the fucking comment up. I can only speak for myself. But I'll fucking fight all the fucking way right to the fucking death if that's what it takes. Or to the life, hopefully. I'd rather kill than be killed. And I'd rather be here to see that fucking freedom than not. I probably won't. But I sure as hell am going to fight for it. And I'm not going to put no little kitty up there to sit on my fucking knee and fucking do my talking for me. A little kitty that could not possibly even conceive what they're fucking talking about. Do they understand how asinine that looked? And that's how it looked to me when I went to watch. I go, the fuck, this is what the communists do. They set a kid up there. They have one person right up there in front of her, man. You know, to keep. I mean, how many takes did it take you to get her to get it, you know? Or how many did you have to cut it and fucking put it back together again? Because if the kid does not, what the kid's not talking off the cuff. The kid does not even understand. I mean, probably she may understand parts of it. She may understand a concept that she's heard mimicked to her. But you can't replace life experience. You just can't. Having things happen to you and seeing how things really work in the real world, it's like somebody, you know, the theory of playing a guitar and then sitting down and playing the son of a bitch. I can understand exactly how to fucking play a guitar. I could write it down in a book for you. Exactly how to do it. But goddamn, grab that guitar and do it. I want to see you. Because it is a concept. It has deeper meaning than just the words. And that's why we're getting out of this girl. And again, you know, I have to agree with the guy. I'm sorry, man, but I feel that way every fucking day, dude. I swear I do. I feel like, what, anyway, hell, man, I'm going to go in there. Here's another crime, this IRS bullshit. They can't do it. IRS was never fucking okayed by we the people. It cannot exist. It is a non-governmental agency. It is a foreign fucking agency. And now they're fucking wanting to make it bigger than the goddamn army. Oh, we'll bring that 187,000 on, and we'll bring a couple million. We'll slaughter the motherfuckers. How about that? We'll see how much money you gain with that one. Oh, man. What else we got? That guy's comment. Oh, yeah, here we are. Zelensky, yeah. Kind of a clusterfuck. A clusterfuck that, you know, like I said, a mature mind, if you're taking it in and you're looking at it, it has come to the point till it is laughable. It is, I mean, it ain't like you're trying to pick through their fucking lies and stuff. Oh, I got you. I see that. Like an attorney would, you know, picking apart somebody's fucking story. But it's just come to, I mean, Zelensky, ask Xi Jinping for talks. Invites China to rebuild Ukraine. We send them another $1.2 billion this week. $1.2 billion a week while our fucking people are living under goddamn highway underpasses, living in, and getting ready to go for into another goddamn winter without enough fucking food. But hey, man, this is how blatant it's fucking got. This is from Breitbart. It was sent by Galen for a discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Iranian President Zelensky told the South China Morning Post on Thursday that he would like to discuss his country's war against Russia with the leader of Russia's the closest allies, Xi Jinping, directly and invite China to help rebuild Ukraine once the war is over. What? Man, I'll tell you, everybody thinks, you know, like the thing in Afghanistan, the thing in fucking goddamn Iraq. Once these guys get entrenched in there and get in with the fucking scumbag fucking corporations that were already fucking there, they don't want the United States to leave. The people do. They'll go out in the streets and say, oh, get the hell out of our country. Leave us alone. Because they're probably being thieved from. They're being stolen from. They're being mistreated. But the fucking goddamn power structure, which is the fucking corporation, they do not, just like when we left Afghanistan, there was people crying, making mud puddles in the fucking sand and everything else. You know why? Because all that goddamn money goes with it. How many $2 trillion in goddamn Afghanistan? And for what? What? I want somebody to tell me exactly what that was for. Oh, that was for them to stuff their pockets and to make fucking Afghanistan from a fucking, you know, like 1% fucking opium production because they killed the son of a bitches to fucking the record breaking fucking opium producer of the fucking world. That's what we fucking did there. That's what you got for $2 trillion. That's why you don't have anything. The things you could have bought with your money. They have bought fucking tanks to give to the son of a bitches that were fucking, well, you guys, I can talk to you like the guys from Vietnam now, can't I? You fellas that went to Afghanistan. What the hell did you go there for? Just to get your legs and arms blown off so that they could hand your enemy tanks, missiles, every fucking implement of fucking war for free? And goddamn economic aid. And bring the son of a bitches over here to your fucking country so they can build armies behind your lines. You have been lied to. You've been fucked. How do you feel about it? Anyways, we've had enough of this shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. And until then, man, think about what that guy said. We're just fucking dicking around. We're playing with ourselves like a monkey on a football. There ain't nothing getting done here. And if it don't get done, we're fucked. Plain and simple. That is the word from the trenches.